This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Now, Shakira, Steve, she's doing the Super Bowl, right? Is she, like, part of that?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
I don't know why I'm so excited about that, but, you know.
Yes!
I know why you're excited about
I
it.
I forgot, and then I just remembered.
Yeah, the reason I bring it up is because, you know, she normally I don't really think about her, but she's on her Instagram page, and she's got this acoustic version of Green Day's Basket Case, and I'm like, why the hell is she even bothering? But I'm thinking maybe because she's gearing up for the Super Bowl? I don't know.
From the video, I watched it, with the sound on for a change when I'm watching one of her performances. It was very exciting. But it looked like she was just fooling around with her producer. He was on the guitar, and she was just screwing around on vocals. I don't know. Maybe they're planning on something for that. That would be pretty cool, but it looked like they were just having a good time in the studio.
Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps setting up. I think I'm out of or am I just paranoid? Am I just stoned?
It's a nice radio edit right there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was neat.
Danny didn't like it.
How dare
she desecrate the good name of Green Day?
Wow. I don't know. I don't really like the... I know it was a guitar, but it sounded almost like a ukulele, and I just kind of hate those, like, happy-go-lucky versions of the song.
You love happiness or hate it.
I hate it. I just want to cry. All right?
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, it's a surely pop song in the first place. I mean, it's a fun song. I love it, but... It's not like a sad song.
No, I
mean,
know.
Lyrically, maybe it is. No. I don't pay attention to lyrics.
I don't know. Yeah, for some reason, something just doesn't do it to me. I don't know.
Well, clearly he doesn't like attractive women doing Green Day songs.
No.
Only Billy Joe, man.
He only likes attractive men doing Green Day songs. Exactly. Named Billy Joe.
Well, I guess Billy Joe really dug it, so screw you, Danny.
Yeah. He saw it and he gave it his...
And also Mike Durant, the bassist. I don't know what this means. Bacano? That's what he wrote.
Oh, Bacano.
I think he's trying to speak. What language does Shakira speak?
Spanish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bacano.
B-A-C-A-N-O.
Oh, Bacano. Bacano?
I don't know what that is.
Bacano?
Bacon?
Maybe
bacano.
It's bacon. See, it says it right there.
Maybe it's bacon. Oh.
Bacon-O.
That's what he's probably thinking.
She responded with thanks, so she understood what he was saying.
Well, why didn't she say gracias if it was in her native tongue?
Oh, gosh. I don't know, man.
Bacano.
It's Colombian slang for cool.
Oh,
come on, Vicky.
Yeah. Why don't I know other country slang?
You don't know Colombian slang? You know what? You lied to us.
I'm the worst Mexican ever.
Mike really Durant knows Colombian slang, and you don't.
I'm sure he Googled it.
He might have Googled it.
Because the only other thing I would have thought is bocada, which kind of means like appetizer or taster, which could be like, hey, you look like a bocada.
Oh, you're looking tasty, Shakira.
Yeah, okay, that's kind of my first thought.
Of course, that would be your first thought, because
that's what the word sounds like.
Hey, you're tasty.
You can start talking when you learn a second language.
Oh, I have learned a second language. It's called Klingon.
Wow. All right, talk to us in it.
Yeah. Oh, she's a patak. I will not talk
to
her.
No, you did a Kling... What is it? Spanglish? What's the... Klingonish.
That's Klanglish.
Klanglish?
Yeah, Klanglish.
All right, we want to hear you speak Klingon.
Suave.
But I have to say, even if he Googled it, the fact that he wouldn't, like, try Googling cool in other languages. I mean, I guess I wouldn't have thought about doing that, going, oh, let me find out what Shakira is. Maybe he kind of knows. Maybe he's been to Colombia.
Well, they've toured a couple of times Green Day. And, sometimes the bands do try and learn the language of whatever country that they're in to try and endear themselves on stage. So I wouldn't be surprised if he learned a couple of phrases and terms while he's there.
Let's ask Danny, the Green Day expert. Have they ever toured in Colombia?
Oh, of course.
All right.
Bacano.
Bacano.
That's the word of the day.
I would still like to think he said bacon. Oh.
Bacon-o.
Because if I want to compliment somebody, I am going to tell them a statement based on one of my favorite foods. Like, Steve, if you do something good, we will have bacon-o.
Your performance is on par with bacon.
Yes.
Oh.
And I love bacon. All right. Well, Danny didn't like it. The rest, actually, I didn't. I thought it was good too.
Fun.
Yeah.
Danny clearly doesn't like fun.
Yeah.
You're rubbing off on him.
I know. I'm sorry, Danny.
What's going on,
it's all right.
Wow. Yeah. Someone's got to pick up the slack. If I'm going to get happier, somebody then has to bring the show down. It'll be Danny.
Nice. I like how you transferred your powers to him.
Yeah.
I'll bring the despair.
Yeah, you will. We got a group of kids that hacked into their school's computer system, not to improve their grades, but for a completely ridiculous reason. Steve will tell you all about it on the Mix Report at 617 on The Rock.
Bacano.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Live day, it's back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. You know what it's all about. Our show, The Men's Room, completely live, baby. Thursday, November 21st at Snoqualmie Casino.
All the music that you're going to be hearing is going to be live. We have a lot of special guests there, including Craig Gass. And we just got a text, actually. That's a very good question. Yo, I got tickets for Live Day. And I know you've done themes in the past. What's this year's theme?
Oh, good question.
Oh, man. Well, so last year we did pajamas.
Yes,
that
we did.
That was great.
The year before we did Fred Durst.
The Winter of Biscuit.
That was actually pretty
right.
Amazing.
I don't know, man. We've had a few people suggest. The one that's been popping up in my head, and I've seen it in a couple of texters that's suggesting it. How about we throw a full-on 80s party?
Ooh, I like
dude,
it.
Dude,
that's
yeah.
my time. You can wear a thin tie.
Dude, I've got a nice thin tie my wife made for me when I did stand-up comedy back in the 80s.
Oh.
I still have it. I look because
really?
She made it for me.
Oh, you have to wear that. If
of
we
course.
Do 80s, if we have to run it by Sergeant Hair Club, make sure everybody's cool with it, but... I'm feeling like 80s might be the way to go.
Well, tell Hair Club it's all sentimental now. I mean, I got to do this in honor of my wife.
Yeah, otherwise,
wow.
I mean, your relationship is hinging on this.
Yes, otherwise it's over. So we
oh,
have
no.
to do 80s as a
yeah.
theme.
That means I could go, I think I might go run DMC so I can wear a tracksuit.
Oh,
dude.
Nice.
And then my wife can't get mad at me when I buy an all jacket and pants tracksuit, like the Adidas style ones.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
And the fat lace Adidas.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hey, Vicky, can you find me an energy dome? Which, of course, looks like a flower pot.
I was like, oh, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, well, they look like flower pots, but they were really the Devo energy domes, if you can
oh,
find me
man,
one.
I was hoping you were going to go flock of seagull's hair.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I had hair.
He has to grow hair.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's wigs.
Okay, I'll get you a flower pot.
Yeah.
Done.
I was just feeling good,
no,
Brad.
No, it's a Devo energy dome. Look it up, girl.
Anything popping in your mind if you're going to do 80s?
Straight up Goonies, man.
Nice.
What, like Sloth?
No.
Why not? You're
no.
a perfect Sloth.
No.
You can bring Baby Ruth.
No, Josh
She's
Brolin.
Sloth.
Josh Brolin. I'm not doing Sloth.
You're going to be Josh Brolin because he was Thanos.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Works out, man.
You know, he's got such a bromance with Josh
Thanos.
Brolin. 80s Thanos. Okay.
Plus, it's really easy. He's got a sweatsuit, a headband, and one of those old workout stretchy things.
If you don't show up with one of those old workout stretchy things, you can't come.
Dude, I got to find one.
Well,
I'm going to hit up all the Goodwills.
Check eBay.
All right.
Well, we'll have to delve more into
this.
You
got Run DMC. Yeah. We don't know what Danny think you're going to be.
Danny, I'm going to be Nikki Six.
Oh.
Like full-on 80s metal hair band. It's going to be great.
Man, we might have to make this happen.
We've
got to do it.
It's too good.
Yeah. Vicky, right, we'll go as Vicky, can you go as Mini Madonna?
Oh, I was thinking Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, I even like that better. Oh, yeah, because I like...
She was 80s, right?
Yeah, she was.
Okay, cool.
And Frank, and I will tell you, I like Cyndi Lauper better than Madonna. I was always a bigger fan of Cyndi.
Someone just said, Migs, why don't you just go straight up with your old Hulk Hogan outfit and be Hulk Hogan for 80s days,
dude, right?
You could do that.
Yeah, we threw away the muscles.
Oh!
Yes, you have to pump some iron.
We threw away
one.
The entire costume. You know, we're cleaning out the house for the baby. So that just gives me a reason... To get a new costume, and that's a tracksuit, so I can be running DMC.
You tell your new girl when she comes in here, the new baby girl.
The sacrifices I've made.
Yeah. I mean, getting rid of the Hulk muscle suit in order for her to be born, she really should never, ever disobey you.
All right.
80s. All right. We're pushing Hair Club on this.
Yeah. I'll bug him today. I have a meeting with him today. I'll bug him. We'll get it confirmed.
I like it.
We'll figure it out.
Anyway, if you would like to come see us, again, it's a live performance, and we have a live audience. Tickets are on sale right now for Live Day. Again, Thursday, November 21st, Snoqualmie Casino. All the info at KISW.com.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to the Snoqualmie Casino for giving us the Migs Report. It's a very special day. Rev, hit it.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. Lightly toasted and hard as hell. Enjoy yourself, we won't tell.
Corn nuts had the best marketing department of all time. It's some National thing. Nut Day.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy yourself a nut.
Okay, I'm going to bust.
Get a bag of nuts.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bust the nuts.
Yeah, I'm going to bust, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm busting this to you. I'm busting that bag.
I just love whoever was in charge of making that jingle.
That is the best jingle ever.
It's the greatest one ever. Thank you, Corn Nuts, for giving us that. All right, let's talk about these high school students in Pennsylvania. They hacked into their school's computer system. This is like straight out of like an 80s movie, actually, it feels that way. And they accessed a bunch of the other kids' personal information. You're like, what the hell is going on? If you're going to hack into a computer system when you're in school, wouldn't you do it to up your grades?
That's the only way you should hack in. I mean, that's what they... I mean, why would you hack in?
Well, they weren't doing it for any malicious reasons. They weren't trying to improve their grades. Once the school figured out what was going on, the kids admitted to it. And they said they were just trying to get an advantage in a water gun fight. Apparently, the school does something called the Senior Water Games, which is a whole different... where the students go around town and shoot each other with water guns. So what they wanted to do is get the... They wanted to get access to all the other kids' schedules and their addresses and all that kind of stuff. That way, they'd be able to figure out where their students, their fellow students are, so they could attack them with the water guns.
Oh, man. And so they hacked into the system, which means the CIA should be talking to these kids.
Right. There's at least one of those kids is smart enough to get into the school system.
Yeah.
And the reason why they did it is so they can find little Jimmy and where he lives so they can shoot him with the water gun.
So Zuckerberg is probably on the phone right now going, hey, do you think you could help us with our hacking problem? You seem to be smart at this.
Well, the school district, they said they're reexamining their security after the hack.
Oh, yeah.
They're also considering pressing charges against the kids. And some of the parents were not too happy about it.
I trust that they didn't get any confidential information. I'm very surprised it was that easy for a couple of kids to hack into the system. I just wish they would use their power for good. Nobody wants their personal information taken, so, you know, I hope they come down on them, you know, not too seriously. I think it was all in good fun, but, you know.
I don't know what good you could come do with the ability to hack into the school computers.
Yeah, what I mean, really, if you're not going to get better grades, what else are you going to do? What, see what's on the school lunch menu beyond the water gun fight?
This is the most ironic and crazy story you're going to hear today. It happened in Minnesota. A 25-year-old guy by the name of Tyler Moon. He was running a 10-mile race earlier this month. And instead of putting his name on the, you know, that racer bib that you attach to your shirt.
Yeah.
He had it say, Jesus saves.
Okay.
Well, around the 8th mile of the race, Tyler collapsed. And he ended up having an undiagnosed irregular heartbeat, which caused him to have a heart attack. And again, remember, it said on his shirt, Jesus saves.
Yeah, that's irony.
Well, here's the ironic part. He was saved by Jesus.
What?
A 43-year-old guy by the name of Jesus Bueno was running right behind him. And Jesus is a registered nurse.
No way.
So he stopped running. He told someone to call 911 and performed CPR on Tyler. And he kept him alive until the paramedics got there. They used one of the defibrillators to get his heart back into its regular rhythm. And yeah, he was saved by Jesus, a.k.a. Jesus saves.
Well, I like the story, and I don't know if it's irony, but it is definitely cool.
It's insane.
It's insane, that's for sure.
Okay, maybe not ironic, but
yeah,
close.
It's not
hey,
ironic.
You know what?
Alanis
Morissette.
Like, yeah, she's right about it.
She flirted with the lines of irony in her song. I can flirt with the lines of irony
like
in my
if Jesus tripped and fell on the guy and he died, that would be ironic.
Okay, fine.
With the Jesus save. But
you know
still
what? You're
pretty
right.
Cool.
It's an awesome story.
It's
though.
A very cool story.
Isn't it ironic?
No.
Don't you think? It's not.
No,
my bad. Here's a cool story also that, you remember we talked about all the idiot Yankees fans that were being jerks to the Houston Astros fans that were at the stadium?
Yeah.
Someone getting thrown, some of the fans were having beer thrown at them, popcorn thrown at them. Well, how about Houston Astros pitcher Lance McMullers Jr.? He's hooking up some of those fans that were taunted by the Yankees fans with tickets to the World Series.
Woo! Nice.
There were three fans visiting New York. And they scored tickets to the game, and they were wearing their Astros gear, and that made them a target. Well, that's when McMullers noticed and found out about that and said, hey, fans of all teams should be celebrated for loving the game, not treated like that. I look forward to having you watch a World Series game in Houston on me.
Yeah, he's absolutely right, man. I can't stand that. I really can't stand that, but I love what he did.
And the World Series starts tonight, 5 p.m. on Fox, and it's in Houston. Game one, you got the Washington Nationals taking on the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
Last night was Monday Night Football.
That was a close game.
I don't even know if it was a game.
It was
honestly.
A close game, like in the first minute.
Yeah, I think before the game started, it was super close.
God, the Jets are so bad.
The Patriots spanked them 33-0.
God, they are so bad, the Jets. They are just horrible.
Oh, this is an interesting story just about high school sports. Just how some people get a little too worked up about the high school teams. And
oh, yeah.
So there's a coach at this high school in St. Louis. Apparently one of their players wasn't allowed to play. He was punished and he was being suspended or something along those lines. So what does he do? He plays him anyway but puts him under a different name thinking he could get away with that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, until the school district found out about what he was doing and they said, you know what? You're done. Your whole team is done for the season.
Whoa.
And the coaches got fired.
Yeah, that'll happen.
And some people were saying they're a really good team. They probably would have been fine without this player.
Oh, see, that sucks for the team.
Yeah, if you're on that
really
team.
That sucks for the team.
Like, thanks, coach.
Yeah.
We're
and
done.
Man, they need those kids to hack into that system and just make sure have everybody forget all of that.
As far as weather, we've got 57 degrees, and it's going to be cloudy today. And thank you, Kia Puyol, for giving us the Mix Report, and that's what's up.
That is what's up. Well, the most exciting thing to happen last night during the Patriots-Jets game wasn't the game.
You just got a text that says, The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, I watched the trailer. I was there.
You watched it live?
I watched it live, baby.
How long into the game did you have to wait until
it's halftime. I knew it was going to be halftime. But you know what? I mean, I'm from New England, so I don't mind watching a Patriots game, though it wasn't really a game. I thought, this is unfair.
It's like practice for them.
Yeah, so I had it on in the background just waiting for halftime. And then, of course, the Rise of Skywalker happened.
Yeah. I haven't seen the trailer, man. I dropped the ball.
Dude. Yeah. Dude, here's the thing. I'm a guy that says I'm not going to see a movie when it comes out. That's not going to be me. I'm not going to do it. And, of course, you know what? I got tickets.
Yeah, already?
Right after the trailer.
Yeah.
Wow. I heard ticket sales were insane after the trailer. They were insane. I think they broke records. It's like, the most pre-sale tickets ever from what I read. It did hit YouTube as well yesterday, like Rev said. And
it's got 5.4 million views on just the Star Wars YouTube page. Other people posted it as well, and it's got millions of views on that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fans are freaking out. And you know, because... one of the reasons is at least from the trailer, and spoiler alert if you haven't seen the trailer yet, and if therefore you should go check it out before I say anything or don't, you know, but...
Oh, it's a trailer. We can't spoiler alert trailers, can we?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to.
That's stupid.
Yeah, well, you know. You know, buddy, I've been yelled at.
Someone will be mad, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to be careful. All right, here's what the trailer is supposedly hinting at, which is why Star Wars fans are tripping. First of all, this is supposedly the last step. This is the last one. They're going to have a new whole story.
The saga will end.
Yeah, the whole saga will be done. All the characters that we know at all, the new ones, the old ones, won't be revisited, apparently, when they do something in 2022. They'll do a new Star Wars movie, but it'll have nothing to do with these people.
This crew are done.
This crew is done. This is the last one. And there's a scene where some little welding droid is doing work on the back of C-3PO's head. And Poe Dameron, that's the pilot dude that we met in Force Awakens. And,
is that the Han Solo looking guy?
You could say that. Yeah.
Yeah. That guy.
He's exactly that guy. The guy that had his jacket, but then Finn, the old stormtrooper,
he just
ended up
gives
wearing
me a
jacket.
Han Solo vibe.
He is kind of your Han Solo kind of guy in a way. So Poe asks C-3PO as he's getting his head welded, hey, what are you doing there, 3PO? And C-3PO replies, taking one last look at my friends, sir.
Ooh.
And it's like, whoa. So people are thinking, okay.
And then Chewie does a sad roar. Yeah,
yeah.
Just like that.
Yep, exactly. Ray and Finn are in the room as well. They look pretty emotional.
Yeah, sad like that too, yeah.
R2-D2 has this little mini fit. He gets comforted by C-3PO. And like Rev said, Chewbacca, of course, was...
Yeah, I have my own speculation already on what they're going to be doing to C-3PO right there.
So some people think he's going to die.
They're not going to just make it that obvious that he's going to die in the trailer.
They surely want us to think that.
Yeah, they do, but they're going to swerve you.
Yeah, probably.
What do you think is going to happen, Rev?
Oh, I think they're hooking him up to the Millennium Falcon so they can get a little bit more juice going on with it.
Well, that could be. Maybe he'll live in the Falcon.
Yeah, something along those lines.
So, oh gosh, who's Lando? I forget the actor's name.
Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah, he was there, saw him. So it's cool to see him. And we have, of course, a scene with Princess Leia, of course, posthumously. And we hear Luke Skywalker. And the big news, even though people have been hinting at it and thought they heard it before, but it's definite now because if you put the subtitles on, it actually says the dude's name because I watch a lot of things with subtitles.
Yeah. Good call, man. Yeah.
I like the subtitles because in the beginning it's like showing, what's her name?
Ray,
and it just has her. It just says grunts.
Yeah, grunts. Yeah.
That's how it's subtitled. Just goes grunts.
If you had subtitles, that's what all of your subtitles would say.
Yeah.
In case you were thinking, okay, they're swerving us, and it's a voice that sounds like Palpatine, which of course is the original Emperor from episodes 4, 5, and 6. Turns out that Palpatine is indeed, his voice is in the movie anyway, because the subtitle actually said Palpatine.
Oh, well, that's one way to give it away.
And Palpatine is the dude that, you know, Darth Vader threw down the big shaft to save Luke in episode 6.
But you never saw a corpse.
No, never did.
Did see horses on a spaceship. That's pretty sweet.
That was kind of neat, yeah.
What the hell's going on over there?
Well, you got a lot of... Oh, you said horses. I was going to say that, you know, there were working girls. So we learned that in Firefly.
Wow.
That's the little horsey's going by.
Yeah. Nice. The little horsey's going by. That's, I'm sure, what they're called.
Somebody said Cinerama, the website for Cinerama, like, shut down yesterday because of how many people were trying to get
them. Oh, yeah. So, my buddy Josh was able to get tickets. I was going to say I got tickets, but he's the one that really did the legwork. I just paid him.
Nice.
Yeah. But I'm going the 19th, baby. Hopefully my family won't be mad at me. I'm sorry, Joey Deez.
December 19th?
Look at Joey Deez's face. Yeah, I'm going December 19th. Yeah, sorry, bud. But you can get tickets to your friends. Yeah, and then we'll go see it again when we do it on Christmas.
You guys could have that conversation off the air if you want.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. I do feel guilty, though, because, I mean,
you're going to see it like 17 times. What does it matter? And if you're paying, Joe's not going to be heartbroken.
So, Rev, are you as excited as I am?
I mean, I'll go see it.
Okay, that sounds like excitement.
That doesn't sound exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to try to risk, you know, going out there and trying to find tickets and getting a really crappy seat just to see it in the first week. So, yeah, I'll see it probably around Christmas.
Okay.
Somebody says the movie looks blanking lame.
I don't think it looks lame. I'm just not super excited about it.
Yeah, I am. I know people don't love these characters, but, you know, a lot of the old schoolers, but I do. I think that Rey's story is pretty cool because we still don't know her origins. I really, even though she was told she was crap and she was nothing, just this little whatever, this little, you know, slave kid or whatever the hell she was. I'm not sure exactly what she was, but
her parents are nothing.
Yeah, she had no cash. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see where she comes from. And Adam Driver looks like he's, you know, we'll see if he's a little bit more mature, if he's still pretty much a Danny, you know, with a lightsaber.
It looks like Keanu Reeves is Kylo Ren.
Oh, yeah, that's Adam Driver. But I can see in that picture how it looks like
him. No, I know it's not Keanu Reeves. That would be hilarious if it was, though.
That would be really funny.
Cool if he just took over.
Yeah.
He's like, screw it.
What the hell?
Don't kill his dog.
They did that with that show, The Crown. They got rid of the younger actors to show older versions of the Queen and King of England. So wouldn't it be great if they go, "Oh, some years have passed by, and now Keanu is Kylo Ren." It's Keanu Ren.
Wow. So it says that the spaceship must have visited Enumclaw to get all those horses. They're saving the horses, man.
Wow, that's a whole different situation. That movie
horses.
Would be... Yeah, that'd be a different movie if it was the Enumclaw horse situation.
Yes, welcome to the Space Horse Brothel.
Yeah. So anyway, Star Wars, Rise of Skywalker. Wars. I'm excited.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, how could I
you
not?
Apparently and a lot of people because the ticket sales just went bonkers yesterday.
I guess it beat Avengers Endgame as far as for the most pre-sales. Not too shabby. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
What year of the 90s did the first Scream movie come out?
92.
No.
91.
No.
93.
No.
Damn it.
Sorry, Steve. We were looking for 1996. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And I, of course, we understand that. I mean, it being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.